earlier in the year. And I thought, how am I going to get to the end of this summer to international? And I see some other brethren shaking their head the same way, that we're privileged to attend this convention. You know, we had our own convention in May. We were privileged to go up to Vancouver and serve there and be with the brethren. Others were able to go to Portland and be at that convention. Some went to other conventions up in Canada. And then general. Trying to get through that week and on to Poland for our family and eventually ending up here at convention. So I thought, you know, how the seasons change. And how much, you know, you leave it in the Lord's hands to get you through the experiences that you have to go through. And all I can say in my own behalf, the Lord took care of us. So we're very blessed for that. You know, here are some of the brethren that were able to come from the North America, I should say, in a few outlying spots. There are a few Polish brethren in this picture, but I think they gathered prior to coming over to convention. They met in Krakow, and then they took a bus out to the Bielsko-Biała convention site just past Bielsko-Biała in Stierk. And you may not be able to recognize some of the... I see Brother Gary standing there, Johnson, very highlighted, Brother Len and Sister Gretchen over here, and the Kumichaels. Am I not sure if I'm pronouncing that right? Kumichaels. I'm going to have to remember that. Kumichaels. Ah, thank you very much. So there were a lot of brethren that were able to... They also wanted to send their love back from the convention to you. And indeed also the brethren from Bielsko-Biała, Sister Sophia and the boys, and Sławek, their son. And in the background is a few others in there that wanted to remember to you. Some from Australia that were attending. And they too all send their love. You know, Stierk, this is the second season in a row, I should say. In 2014, we came to Stierk, and the committees decided to come once again in 2016, and now continuing forward in 2018, they're planning to go back. That's what they're making arrangements for. But as you can tell, it's quite a large hotel. Has several hundred rooms that you can stay at. But with 1,000 brethren attending, even more, this wasn't the only hotel that we used. I know there were others, but you can tell from this kind of this picture that you're in the local mountainous area of southern Poland. And some of these hills, they probably go up above 3,000 feet, something like that is what you can look at. But if you were standing on one of the opposite mountain peaks, you see the ski chair going up. This is in Stierk. This is the ski slopes in Stierk. So in the winter time, you're going season. And in the summertime, what are you doing? You're hiking the mountains of Stierk. And that's what a lot of Polish people do for their holidays, go hiking in the mountains. But if you look at this picture, down over here behind the trees is where the convention site is, on the other side of the mountain. This is the city of Stierk. Zhevyets going off to the right. Out in the distance, Bielsko-Biała, where Alicia's parents live. Out beyond that, another 30 miles, a very famous spot, Auschwitz, the concentration camp. Not very far off. And in fact, during this convention, there were tours to Auschwitz on the day off, on the afternoon off, and some also went to visit one of the local castles during the convention. I wanted to play just a little bit of this music for you. I think this is the resurrection song. This is the Selah chorus that had a presentation in Bielsko-Biała. we'd actually stay in this hotel, but some of the other brethren stayed in there. And I also wanted to say at the end of this presentation, or towards the middle part of it, I know we have several brethren that were able to attend the convention, and I thought, well, maybe if you had a highlight from the convention that you can think about and testify to about, I thought we might use that during this hour to maybe get your impression of what you thought of Stierk and the convention. So if you have something you can add, then we'll give opportunity to do that a little bit further on. But this just shows you the number of rooms and the balconies that they have there. When you look at this hotel, you can see it's situated in the opposite bank across from the Stierk ski resort, up on the hill, up probably a good 1,000 feet up from the local city. And I know some of them took the effort to go ahead and walk down into the town, where there's a lot of little cafes and coffee shops and places to also during the day off. But we had a very busy schedule during the convention, so there wasn't a whole lot of time in other aspects. But just another close-up from the other side from the ski resort, you could see the Stierk. And here's the lift taking you up by the Meta Hotel, take you up. You can take it up halfway and then hike all the way to the top. And that's what we did in one of the days off after convention. We took the family and took the tram up. I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful spot. Some of the brethren stayed at the Elbrus Hotel, which is a very upscale. I think the Moores might have stayed there, and I'm sure they probably enjoyed that. The very fine dining and the accommodations were probably, excellent and the bathrooms were clean and very modern. But also at Stierk, too, the accommodations there were, I thought, were very, very enjoyable. These are typical rooms that you could have with a couple of beds, or you could even have a family-style room. This is just one of the pictures of the auditorium. That auditorium probably could hold between 600 to 800 brethren if you had to put them in there. And then we had some side rooms, which I'll show you in a minute. But here are some of the typical accommodations, from desks and things in your room and the shower. So things were quite modern. Had a large cafeteria. In fact, they used a couple of cafeterias for the meals. This is just one of the main ones. On the other side, across the hall, they had an additional cafeteria that a lot of brethren used. And you can imagine trying to feed over 1,000 brethren. It could get kind of busy. So just a couple of pictures from how the cafe looked. One of the highlights that happened, I wasn't able to attend this, but our boys were able to attend, and that's before the convention, which started on a Tuesday night on the 2nd of August. The week prior, starting on Friday, they had a choir camp. And they also had a study seminar. So choir seminar, study seminar. And these both went on at the same time in the same location in the big eagle's nest, we call it, convention site. And so here, I think this is the choir seminar. And they would start their days off with a study. And then after the study, then they would have a couple hours for chorus practice and break for lunch, and afternoons free. And then choir practice in the evening. And also the study seminar had also special presentations and studies starting probably on that Friday, continuing all the way through Tuesday, bringing you to the evening of the choir when they would perform. And so here's Daniel Coletta, the leader of the Selah chorus, and that performed at convention and also out in town. And he's a musician in his own right, an opera singer as a profession. And we had a chance to hear some of his voice. But we thought we might let you hear just a little bit of their opening, if I can get to it, their opening singing at Tuesday night on August 2nd.
Oh,
Miss Liberta. I noticed from this chorus, it was quite a mixture of brethren from old to young. A lot of young sisters from Eastern Europe, from Romania and the Ukraine and Moldova and Poland, and as well as elderly brethren from across Europe and even some from the United States. Even our own boys were able to be in this chorus. So that was really a pleasure to hear them all sing. One of the things you find when you're at an international convention, though, how do you understand what they're singing? You know, we had a lot of choruses going on throughout the week, and Sister Claudia Tosa said, you know, Mark, maybe I should be up there translating the songs so that the brethren can understand what is being sung in English. So here's just an example of that. I think this was the Romanian brethren singing.
Oftentimes I have seen through storm and rain your arms stretched out for me. You guided my thoughts and rebuked the wave, and I was able to endure. Jesus, I thank Thee and praise Thee. All I give You is so small. I miss beholding Your face and telling how much I love You.
So I thought that was just an example of how you could communicate. So everyone had headsets, and you heard your own language being broadcast on a select radio frequency, that everyone had their own little radios that were passed out to you. They had 1,000 radios at hand and you could then dial in your frequency, and we had translators that would translate the discourses and into English live, and also the panel discussions and the Vesper services, so you could hear what was going on in your own language. So it was just like the United Nations. And it literally, that's exactly what was going on. This is just one of the side rooms. You realize you can't put 1,000 brethren in that one room. And if you had 1,300, which I'm sure we didn't have all at one time, we even had another room even further out from that was rather large that they could use as a third auditorium, that they would remotely broadcast the presentation on video, a live feed. And these brethren are looking at a screen, and they are right next to the main auditorium, and they're able to listen to the discourses and what was happening in the main convention hall. You know, one thing I don't have video of the actual discourses. I do have a book of discourses, and I want to let you know that Brother Len Grice has copies of this book of discourses. And he has many copies left, and you can write to Brother Len, and I give you the email if you'd like, and he will send you a copy of the discourse book if you'd like, which has all the discourses in it. And I've asked Brother Jeff Earle if he's going to post any of the discourses in video so you can hear them live with the translation into English. And so I hope that's going to happen, but it hasn't happened as of yet. But I know there were 15 discourses plus a baptismal service that occurred, and then there were panel discussions, and there were late night meetings throughout the convention. We had friends from Israel, brethren, but I would say mostly friends, what I'd really call them, that the Polish have embraced, and they brought them out to the convention to introduce them to all the brethren. And their aspect is they don't call themselves Christians, they don't call themselves Bible students, they don't believe in Trinity, yet they believe in the Messiah, Joshua, you know, as the Jesus the Messiah. How much they embrace of the New Testament is a question that we do have some reservation about. But they were also on the program in the late night evenings, and I think the brethren appreciated getting a chance to hear from them to some degree. We had discourses. As I look on this itinerary book of discourses that we had, I see we had I'm going to my main list. Oh, there we have. We had discourses on God is not the God of the dead, but of the living, the rejected stone, that which is born of spirit is spirit. An interesting talk by Daniel Coletta on should I weep in the fifth month, sound doctrine, Moses to Christ from Brother Harry Wildblood. The Power of God, Brother Ray Charlton. What Shall Man Do Unto Me, David Scarbeck from France. The Wise Shall Inherit Glory, Privileges of the Children of God, Patience and an Element of Christian Character, Brother George Beville from Moldova. Godliness, a Necessary Quality for the Child of God. And then finally, ending with I Am the God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob, Brother Peter Kreischer from Poland. And all I can say to all these discourses is amen, because that's the discourse that Brother Peter gave us there. Let it be so, it's God's will be done. And I thought he gave an excellent presentation on amen and what it means when we say amen. But I don't have the discourses, so hopefully we'll have something more on that. But I thought just for maybe a couple minutes, maybe you have a highlight of something you remember from convention. I know my two boys might have something to say. I know if Peter or Charlene or Sister Nanette has anything they can add. So I'll start with the boys. Do you have anything from the convention?
I'm Timothy, and a lot happened at the convention. Me and James were there for about 2 weeks in total, counting the choir camp beforehand that we practiced at. And with all that practice, I'd say the highlight was probably performing the choir at we performed at Stierk, the town. Beforehand, earlier that day, we recorded the session that you heard at the very start of my father's presentation today, and that was at Music Center in Bielsko-Biała. And then after that, we performed a public performance for like the whole town at Stierk, and that was a lot of fun. We were a little tired after singing all the songs before, but we got through it, and that was really fun. It was nice weather. It was the clouds were coming in and the wind was blowing hard, but we had a fun time. And I'd say after all that practice, that paid off. It was a lot of fun to sing for the town.
Thanks, Tim. James, anything that was your highlight?
Well, I think that for me, the real highlight was being able to see all the different young people that come around from all over the world. You know, there were young people from Moldova that I got a really good time meeting, Romanian. There was a brother named Alex who I actually had a lot of discussions with, you know. So I had the real blessing for me was being able to meet different people and to see the culture that different people can bring to the table and how different brethren think about certain things and just the diversity and how brethren think about, you know, the truth and how they define it differently in certain ways and how we can all still, despite our differences, get together in cohesion and be able to study the Bible. And, you know, that was the really important part for me. And, you know, it's really worth it to kind of to be able to go all the way over to Poland. You know, it's different than like any convention you have here because you're experiencing so many different cultures and just how impressive it is, you know, the power of God that he can bring us all together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Sister Leish, do you have anything you wanted to add? Maybe not. Or maybe Sister Nanette does. Well, I'll come to Sister Nanette. Okay, we'll do Sister Nanette and we'll come back to you if you ask something.
It was a very uplifting experience. I attended all of the discourses. I did not always attend the evening Vesper services. I appreciated especially the translation of the prayers, and like we heard Sister Claudia in the demonstration you gave, interpreting what was being sung in a foreign language. Mm-hmm. She also interpreted. At the end of the convention, they had the young people who were attending the Sunday schools put on a presentation, and it was a dramatization of what they had learned. And I can't repeat this so that you will appreciate it as much as being there did for me, but the theme of their lesson evidently was the high calling, and they demonstrated or illustrated this in their presentation by certain of the group who was up there on the platform singing. They had white capes that they put on, and that was the illustration of those who have the robe of righteousness in their reward. And then others were just in ordinary capes, dark colors, and they were the rest of the world that was going to be resurrected. Mm-hmm. But it was only because of Sister Claudia translating what they were saying that I even got a gist of what it was about. Yeah. But again, this convention, the Sunday school presentation at the end was outstanding because it was not just a lesson that you see in a Bible storybook that the nominal Christians put out. It was something that they were learning that makes us different than the Christian churches. Two conventions ago in 2012, the presentation was also impressive because they were learning different things, but it was truth-based. And that to me was really an outstanding, and of course I was getting this through a translator, so yeah. It must have been much more magnificent if I could have understood the Polish language. Anyway, that was a highlight of the translations of the prayers, because otherwise the prayers seem very long, but when you hear the words of the brethren that are expressing their love for God, I was amazed at the meal service. I know I sat with people who didn't like this or didn't like that that was served. But as you all know, I like to cook and I like to eat what is cooked. I could not believe how well they did the meal service for ordinary people. You know, not people with families. I talked to Alicia and learned that she had some horrible experiences in trying to get served because of the entourage that came with having family and sisters yes. and babies and so on. But for those of us who were just on our own, we went in and we were told where to sit, and we sat sometimes with friends and sometimes with brethren that we couldn't speak to, but bless Lois Austin's heart. She talked in English to people that didn't know what she was saying, and some words they got. And I thought, wow, she's really brave. I just kept quiet and listened. But the meals, all the meals were plated. On the table was the soup. And then on the table this is the noon meal. On the table was a salad, always a fresh vegetable salad. Yes, it was chopped up vegetables, but you have to compliment them on being able to get that out there on the table for everybody. It was waiting for you so you could eat. And then your plate was delivered to you, and the plate was hot, and the food was different every day. And I know there are people that didn't like this or didn't like that, and I just smile to myself and say to myself, this is really good food, and I'm enjoying it.
I thought so too.
Think it was an outstanding convention for me. And, of course, the many people that came up to me that I sought out, who I knew were there from the list, it was so wonderful to see brethren that that I've known for a long time because of the previous conventions and because of them coming to America. Even Brother Adolf Depsky was there. It was such a pleasure to see him. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I don't want to take any more time, but I loved it.
I know they also had, during the English Vesper, with the Ukrainians, they did an additional presentation which had some highlights and pictures of Brother Michael and of Brother Carl and the other brother, I can't remember now, Brother Wade, and one of the original brethren that had, along with Carl, that had been instrumental in putting the convention together, and that name escapes me. Yes, but they had some highlights with pictures from
Rick Buss.
Yes, Brother Rick Buss. Alicia, anything of a highlight that you remember?
Well, I enjoyed the Cora's presentation in town in evening. I thought that was wonderful, and they have some. The weather was quite cold and looked like it will rain, so wasn't as many attendance from the tourists, but was quite few, and even with this cold wind, they stayed to the end, They came, a lot of came on bikes, dressed up very casual because they were probably, tourists, enjoying the town. So that was impressive. Besides that, I missed a lot of talk because I was helping my sister with kids. So I found myself reading a lot of them at the airport on the way back. But I really enjoyed meeting all the friends from my childhood. Since we're going to General Convention in USA, every year when I go to Poland, after most of convention are done, so I don't see as many my old friends as used to when the kids were smaller and we were spending all summer over there. So was nice for me to see everybody and, brethren from all over the world, even from Australia. Since my sister live over there, we know a lot of brethren from that area and from England and from Romania, because we went to Romanian convention a couple times, the international in Romania. So that's amazing to be able to see all you old friends, all the new friends in one place. So that's the most, because talk you can read afterwards, like I said, at the airport, but, the interaction with your friends, face to face, you cannot do that, So that was...
So a lot of friendships were made throughout this convention over the many years that we've been able to go, and so when you see someone that you haven't seen for a couple of years or maybe 4 years, it's really a pleasure to remake your acquaintances with them. And the fellowship, I thought, was one of the highlights, certainly. I know some of the brethren came and went as the whirlwind. We saw them there one day, and then the next day they were zooming off, jetting off to out to Krakow, and they weren't able to attend the full convention. But we were privileged to see some of them there, like the Brother Obi and Sister Janet Elbert were there. And Peter and Charlene were there. I don't know if they have a highlight in their short stay when they were there. Maybe they do. Sister Charlene.
I appreciated very much the work that went into the choral presentation, and I especially loved that our own James and Tim were in the choir, and it was really transporting. The thought that I left the convention with was the way that Brother Daniel Coletta had closed his talk, and I'm not quoting him, but in essence it was, you know, for where we are in 2016, we didn't think we would be here in the history of Bible students. We thought everything would be different, but it's not. So see where we are in the realm of today and the trouble that's happening in the world. He said, don't let it paralyze you, but let it energize you and inspire you to keep on going, because the Lord has the timing perfectly in his hands. And I thought that was the best wrap-up thought that I could have to go with. So I was thankful to be there at least for half of the convention, and have really appreciated how difficult it was to pull it all together, and how well, I would echo Sister Nanette on a very temporal basis, that they did a really wonderful job getting that amount of people fed in such a short period of time. And the fellowship was really lovely. It's funny though how we tend to flock together with those that you understand when you speak the language. Now we know why the Lord had the Tower of Babel. The quickest way to separate people is with different languages.
Sure.
So you have to really work hard to say hello to someone in another language and know that might be all you have, but was thankful for the privilege.
Thank you, Sister Charlene. Brother Peter.
Our convention was supposed to start as we arrived in Krakow. However, due to religion, we did not get to arrive in Krakow. They instead sent us to another airport, and here's what happened. Turned out the Pope his jet was taking off in Krakow, so the military shut down the airport for everyone except him. And they took us to another airport, which happens. But that actually taught me a lesson that in that area in Poland, religion is very important to them. And we learned that even more when we were in Krakow. After the convention, we were able to take a 3-hour tour on a little golf cart where they took us through and showed how the Christian churches were there right beside the Jewish synagogues, and how over time, how they grew together, they worked together, they lived together, and yet they stayed in harmony. And that was also a very good lesson for me in religion. Now, at the convention, it's funny, when I think about how would I describe this group or that group, the word I would use to describe the Polish brethren would be passionate. Not just intense, but passionate. Boy, when they have something they want to talk about, they will find a way to communicate it. I remember one brother wanted to talk to me about something, and I didn't know what he was saying, but he grabbed this fellow and he pulled him over, and I said, what's going on? He says, well, he wants me to translate. And then he went off and explained one of the doctrines he was wanted to discuss, and I thought, wow, this is great. The enthusiasm. I've never been to an international convention, so therefore I'd never seen that many brethren in one place at one time. So even that was a blessing. I saw that things are done differently there than I'm used to, and that's okay. And sometimes we have to let go of what we think, well, this is the right way to handle this situation. Prime example. At the end of, they stand when they pray. And here, okay, you stand when you pray in some places, but the prayers are usually limited to about 1 minute or so. Over there, I remember one of the prayers was 10 minutes long. Actually, I think it was 12 minutes long. I thought, I can't believe they're doing this. But then I have to realize, well, this is how they do it, and that I have to be willing to accept and know that this brother is praying to the Lord, and try to listen and see what I can get from that. And so I appreciated a kind of a wake-up call for me that just because we do things a certain way here doesn't mean it's the right way or the only way. I also appreciated the logistics of it. You know, we look at our general convention and we say, well, it's a lot of work. Wow, the international convention, that is a lot of work. Because you do have the issue of the language barrier. And so many people from so many places, all at one place at the same time. And I thought it was handled very well. Now, I don't know what happens behind the scenes there, but they sure made it look easy. And so I'm thankful. And I know you're part of that group, and you will be again the next one. So I thank you for that, your labors there, and also. And by the way, I appreciate you bringing this, giving this presentation today. I think it's good for all of us, even those who are in attendance.
Mike. Well, I know the Polish brethren, which is the largest contingent there. They had, over, I think, 400 to 500 brethren there at a minimum, because you're in the Bible student belt from Bielsko-Biała heading towards Krakow. So a lot of brethren would come out for a day, but they had a large contingent of Polish brethren helping to set this site up. We had a large group of French brethren to do all the audio, set that all up, and so we were very appreciative of all their help in making this work. You know, between the meetings, you try to go out and have coffee for just a few of your brethren in the cafeteria. Well, when you have to have coffee and at Stierk, you know, you have 1,000 brethren out there, and then they have hordes of people carrying coffee around or tea around, and you try to organize it to some degree so you could have some fellowship and also get a treat between meetings, and also meet some other brethren. We were really fortunate this year. The weather was just beautiful. I'd say it was very mild. We had a little light rain one evening, but or part of one day. But it kept the temperature down, which made it very nice in the auditorium. So we were very fortunate this year to have just a very nice weather for the convention. They had one small pool at the site. But I thought the highlight for me was this part of the convention. There were 12... new brethren that symbolized their consecration at the convention. Brother Daniel Sharkovich had the discourse. And you can try to imagine hundreds and hundreds of brethren going out around that little pool to attend the baptismal service. But you might wonder, how do you do a baptismal service when you have so many of these different languages that are present there? And so I thought I'd show you just one example of how that was done. And this is Sister Nikita Christopher, was one of those that was baptized. I think she's from India, but I'm not positive. Oops, let me go back to that. If I can get it. You see Sister Marge in that picture too.
siostro Nikita. Ja Ciebie chrzczę w imię Ojca, Syna i Ducha Świętego. Z tego upoważnienia śmierć Chrystusa.
Sister Nikita, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit by this authority into Christ's death.
And so that's how it was done. So if you had someone from Romania being baptized or from Ukraine, they spoke Polish. In Romania or Moldova, they spoke Romanian. And so someone was in the background translating it so that at least for the candidate, they would understand what the brother was saying as he was baptizing them in water baptism. This is that presentation that you like so much. I don't have it in English. This is the children.
Będzie poddany. A książę ciemności? Związany będzie. Nie będzie już świata Panu.
Maybe so, but I was impressed by this presentation too, because this was no ordinary presentation. They had practiced this, and these young children knew their lines perfectly. And they had very involved lines to give. And they went around and they all passed the microphone around and they did their singing in between. So I was very impressed with that presentation too. And it was made a special towards the end of the convention. You know, as we approach the end of the convention, the twilight of the convention with the sun setting down, you know, that wasn't the end of the week for us. We were there for another week and a half staying in Poland. Probably one of the highlights for our family is going down to one of the local little cafes and getting one of our favorite desserts in the afternoon, you know, Meleśniki. Meleśniki. Oh, boy, is that good. That is the Meleśniki right there. It's a wrapped crepe with apples, whipped cream, and raspberry or strawberry, raspberry sauce on it. And boy, one of those, you eat one of, this is enough for two, but you got to order one for yourself, you know. Yeah. Oh, it was local, I'm sure. So we spent a little time over there enjoying some of the food at the convention. You know, after the convention, with 1,300 brethren there, you know, I like to be around brethren too, but, you know, after a week of fellowship with the brethren, you're ready for a little bit of peace and quiet. You know, it's nice to get home and have a little peace and quiet. We did have a chance to go a little hiking up in the mountains, really enjoyed going around. This is across from Stierk. We hiked the mountains this last time, and we took the tram halfway up and then hiked all the way to the top. And one of our favorite pastimes was picking wild blueberries right from the trails. And they're just full. The hillsides are full of blueberries, and you just pick them right off, and they're sweet as can be if you pick the right ones. And so when you get tired, you just pull along to the side. But, you know, it's time to get back to the house, and you're ready for that peace and quiet. And let me count this. We have Matthew and Nathan and Alan and Adrian and David and Nikos. And so when you're in the house, then you realize that at least one of these children is probably having a really good time at any time of the day. But there's probably one of them that is having a toy taken from them. You know, that's my toy. Come and get it from one of the other children. And so it was great having all the young of the family kids there, Teresa and Eugene's kids. They have four boys. And then Slavik and Yola have two boys, and from 5 years and under. So it was, the household was pretty busy throughout the week following convention. But one of the highlights for us was also to meet with the brethren in Bielska Biała and have a service for them there on their Sunday meeting before we left. And I just wanted you to get in. This is in their little chapel in the back of their home, of their domo in Bielska Biała. And not all the brethren were there, just a few were there for that meeting. But I thought I'd give you a little flavor of their singing. That's Brother Slavik, my brother-in-law. And so our week at International was really special for us. And the fellowship for over 2 weeks for myself, we're there actually almost 3 weeks being in Europe this time. So we say goodbye to you from Styrk, Poland. And smacznego to you all. The song they just sang in Polish at the Bielska Biała meeting. Does anyone know the name of that tune? You know what number that is, Sister Janice? It's not, I didn't know if it was in our book or not. Well, let us close with the use of a hymn I know we have. My song.